Oh, episode number 94. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink It Till You podcast. I'm coming to you once again from the upstairs of my apartment, my little makeshift studio, and I don't have to whisper in your ear like a fucking weirdo tonight. You know, this podcast is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be like a party. You know, it's supposed to be like you and me just sitting down at the bar, having a conversation, though it does take two people for a conversation, but I'm just the guy that talks a lot. And last week, I was just the creepy fucking guy at the bar whispering in your ear, "What do you do for work? How long are you gonna be in town?" You know, that's just fucking creepy, man. But I'm getting fucking white girl wasted tonight. Woo! I'm drinking a White Claw. If you can believe it, I've never had one of these on the podcast before. It's the Ruby Grapefruit. The disappointing part is the 5% alcohol by volume. Luckily, I got two of these. I got grapefruit and I got black cherry. So if this first one doesn't do the trick, I'll have to run downstairs and get the other one. But hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. How was your Halloween? I didn't even bring up Halloween last week. Time is just fucking flying by, man. It's about to be Christmas. It's about to be the new year. Speaking of new year, man, I made a resolution last year around, you know, January, February, somewhere in there. I was a late bloomer. But I made a resolution that I was going to work out one time, just once this year. And I actually hit my mark. It took me all the way to October, but I actually fucking hit my mark. I lifted some weights. I've done a little bit of cardio. And dude, it's true what they say. Once you start doing it and you stay consistent with it, you just start to get the itch. And I got the fucking itch, man. And I've been working out every fucking day this week. What's today? Hump day, Wednesday. I worked out Monday a little bit. I worked out Tuesday. I worked out today before I left work. It's badass too. At my job, when we get back to the shop, we just call it the shop. That's where we keep all the equipment. We have a bench press. We have a punching bag. There's just like no fucking excuse for me to be a tub of shit. You know what I mean? Like I have no excuses anymore. And it took me all of the year to finally hit my mark, but I did it. And like I said, I'm fucking into it now, man. I'm bench pressing every day. I'm trying to get my pull-ups back. And I'm going for it, dude. And I always do this. I never fucking prepare before the summer. You know, when it's January, February, yeah, it's still cold outside, but that's when you're supposed to eat right. So now I'm losing all this fucking weight. I'm eating vegan, as you guys know. And I'm starting to work out now. I'm feeling fucking great. And I'm going to lose all this fucking weight, and I'm going to be shivering like a fucking chihuahua in December. You know, it's going to be terrible. I do this to myself every fucking year, and I wonder why I can't get warm. And then in January, February, I just eat like shit. It all goes downhill, so by summertime, I did not have my beach body. I have my fucking dad bod going. You know, which apparently that's the hot thing these days. I'm just not buying it. I don't believe when women say that. I think it's just a funny fucking thing to say. Anyway, what do we have this episode? We have some drink recommendations. We have a couple of emails. Of course, you guys know we're going to talk sports. You know what's going to happen. I'm going to do my very, very best to save it for the end of the episode. You know, you guys complain a lot for this being a free podcast. Why do you talk so many sports? I don't even like sports. Well, you know, I do. You know, I like to keep up with it. You know what? Just for that, just for your sassy mouth, I'm going to go ahead and talk sports. I'm going to go ahead and talk Dallas Cowboys. Oh, boy. We took it to those New York football Giants once again. We didn't beat the shit out of them. I will say that. It was a tough game up until the fourth quarter, and then we broke loose. The final score really didn't tell the story of the rest of the game. We struggled, man. We fucking struggled, and I've been bitching about it all week. Dak Prescott, what the fuck? He had a great game, don't get me wrong. But the way he throws the ball, he does not plant his feet and throw. He just does this weird, like, did you guys ever watch Mad TV? and like, Stewart, like, look what I can do. That's what fucking Dak Prescott ends up like. You know? Every time he throws, it's like 1 foot is up in the air. It's like, dude, no wonder you're throwing the ball at the fucking ground. You're flailing back there. But we did get the victory. Unfortunately, the Eagles won too. I forget who they played. But, yeah, it feels good to beat somebody in the division. And I think right now we're 3-0. We beat the Giants twice. We beat the Eagles once. We still got to face them again. Oh, no, we might be 4-0. We beat the Redskins. Did we already play the Redskins? I can't remember. It doesn't fucking matter. Either way, we're sitting atop the NFC East, which I'm very happy about. And I don't know if I've said this before, but it is Super Bowl or bust for me, for Jason Garrett, head coach. It is Super Bowl or fucking bust. And from what I've heard, Jerry Jones says the same thing, but you never fucking know with that guy, right? You never know what he's thinking. He just makes it look good in the media, and he'll fire your ass. Or he just makes it look good in the media, and he's going to keep you. You just never know. In other news, other Dallas sports, my Dallas Stars have won 7 of the last 8 games. I just round of fucking applause, man. Jesus Christ, came out of nowhere. That's the team I want to fucking see. You know? That's the team I remember from late last year, last season. We fucking dominated the Avalanche last night. Beat them 4-1. It was domination. Complete domination. Which, it's good to see, man. And like I said last week, I was arguing with people online saying it's not Montgomery's fault, the head coach. It is not his fault. It's on the players. And as soon as he calls them out, as soon as Montgomery calls the players out, what happens? They start kicking it into gear. They start kicking ass. We're now sitting at 500, which isn't a great record. But if we go on another win streak, you know, if we can rattle off 5 or 6 in a row, you know, we're going to be atop our division. So hopefully that happens. That's really all the sports talk I have for you. World Series. Let me lie to you real quick and say that's all the sports talk I have. World Series. Great fucking World Series. Congratulations, Washington. I'm happy for you. Now you got a fucking Stanley Cup. Now you got a World Series. Is Washington going to start their complete domination of all sports? Doubtful. But just because, you know, they got to deal with the Redskins. So that's not going to work out for them. Anyway, let me do a quick promotion, you guys. So I've been working with my band, and we're working on a demo right now. We've been doing this for the past couple of months. We finally have a 4-song demo. You can find it on soundcloud.com/cashingin. Cashing is all the way. It's CASHINGIN. Cashing in. Don't abbreviate. Don't do any of that shit. But we have a show coming up, our very first show. I'm super fucking excited about it. I don't know if I have any local listeners, but if you'd like to attend the event we're about to play, it's this Saturday, November 9th. Our time slot is 9 to 10 p.m., which is, that's a pretty good time slot, but the fact that they think we have an hour of material is laughable. We have about 25 minutes of material, and I don't know what we're going to do to fill up more time. I don't know what the venue is going to do, but we'll be in and out before you know it. So it's called Not Another Halloween Party. This thing is in Corsicana, Texas, which I did not know when I signed up for this. I'm not happy about this, okay? Just for the fact that I have to drive all the way to Fort Worth, which is 45 minutes away, to practice the day of the show. Then I have to drive all the way to Corsicana, which from here, from my house, is about, I don't know, an hour and a half. So then I have to go 45 minutes Fort Worth, drive all the fucking way to Corsicana, which is going to be like a 2-hour drive, and then drive the fuck back home after the show. But it's going to be a good time. Hopefully, if any of my listeners can join me, or you want to check out the SoundCloud, that would be great. Let me go ahead and give you the address of the event. It's 5400 FM 637 Corsicana, Texas, 75109. That's Saturday, November 9th. Hosted by DJ Toxic. Like I said, 9 to 10 time slot, which is actually pretty, you know, pretty damn good for a band playing their first show. It's not closing, but it's not the first act either, because you know how it is. People don't show up until later. They got to go out and have a few drinks before the show. But show some support. Come out. Sing along with us. You might recognize a couple of the songs. Check out the SoundCloud. You know, you might love it. You might hate it. Either way. But we're now working on a full album. And hopefully we can get that up and rolling soon. I'm going to take another drink. So let's go ahead and do this email I got. I'm going to do one early on you, because it's actually a fun little drinking game. This is what I want to do. It's called Would You Rather. I'm sure you guys have heard of this before. It's called Would You Rather. And basically, you can kind of make your own drinking game out of this. But if you agree with me on my answer, then I feel you should take a drink. Or if you're in a bad mood, then take a drink when you disagree with me. All right, here it goes. He says, lately my friends have been playing Would You Rather when they drink, so he thought he would submit some questions for me. All right, here we go. How many did he send? I got 10 of these fucking things. All right, let's see. Number one, would you rather lose sense of taste or sense of smell? Dude, I would much rather lose sense of smell. I cannot have anything fuck with my food. That's just a no-no. I can't do it. I used to have my tongue pierced, if you can believe that. And the reason I took out the piercing was because it was fucking with the flavor of my food. Like, I couldn't taste my food fully, and I couldn't get the texture, you know, like biting into pizza. And I said, fuck this shit. And not only that, but it's a lot to take care of. And I can't believe I just admitted I had my tongue pierced. What a fucking douche. Anyway, number two, would you rather be able to freeze time or travel in time? Oh, fuck. Dude, my instinct is to say freeze time, but it would kind of suck to age faster than everybody else. But if I could travel in time, dude, I think I'm going to pick time travel. Honestly, I could go back to when my kids were just really little. That would be fucking badass. I could, you know, redo some of the mistakes I've made in my life. That would be pretty fucking cool. I don't know if it works like that. How could I go back to 1995 and be a grown-ass man? You know, would the time travel include me changing ages too? If that's the case, then, you know, fuck that. I'm not going to relive being 8 years old again. but no, overall, I'm going to pick time travel. That would be badass. I could go back to any period in time. Number three, would you rather fight a bear or wrestle an alligator? Jesus Christ. I think, dude, either way you fucking lose, right? If you fight a bear, he's going to maul your face off. Unless you're like that hardcore Russian that bit the bear's tongue off, if you guys remember that story. I talked about that a couple of months ago. Or wrestle an alligator. So the problem with wrestling the alligator is if you jump in the water, I guess you could wrestle them on land, right? I'd feel more comfortable with the alligator, honestly. They have two methods of fucking you up, which would be biting you and doing that fucking death roll. But I feel like I would rear naked choke that fucking alligator until it passed out. I don't know. I would go with the alligator, because the bear's just going to fight. They're fast. They're big. One claw. One fucking paw. Rip your fucking face off. So yeah, I got to go with alligator. Let's see. Would you rather lose all of your hair or all of your teeth? This is an easy one, man. I would rather lose all of my hair. And you know what? I wouldn't hang on to it like other people do. You know when someone's balding and it's just like they got a fucking ponytail? Isn't that the weirdest thing? It's like, dude, just let it go, man. Shave it. It's gone. But yeah, fuck with my mouth. No, I'm not down with that. I need my teeth to chew food. Obviously, I my love for food is, you know, I love food. So for a chick, though, I wonder what a chick would say on this. Would you rather lose your hair or all of your teeth? You know, if you lost all your teeth, you could give a better blowjob, right? That's sexist. Okay, number five, moving on. Would you rather forget who you are every time it rains or never be able to remember why you walked into a room? Dude, I do that all the time anyway. I always, like, go upstairs and I'm looking for something. I get in the room and it's just like a fucking blank stare on my face. I'm like, I don't know why I'm here. So I guess I'm going to go never remember why you walked in a room, because that happens anyway and I deal with it. Number six, would you rather work for a boss you hate but make good money, or work for a boss that you love but make minimum wage? Dude, I would work for the boss I hate and make good money. Fuck minimum wage, dude. No. No. I would sacrifice having to deal with an asshole, which I have before. I would sacrifice having to deal with an asshole for the monetary gain. Rather than, oh, I love my boss, but I can't pay my fucking bills. That one's pretty easy, right? Let's see, number six, would you rather, number seven, would you rather be stranded in the jungle or in the desert? Oof. I would say jungle. I feel like there's a lot more to eat. Once again, it all comes back to food. I would say jungle. There's a lot more to eat than in the desert. The desert's just going to fight. There's no cover. It's burning hot during the day and freezing fucking cold at night. Yeah, I couldn't do the desert. You know, you got to think about all the bugs, all the snakes in the jungle. But hopefully I'd be smart enough to make it through. And I wouldn't poison myself by eating some kind of berry. Number eight, would you rather have a song stuck in your head or always have an itch that you can't reach? Oh, dude, I would much rather have a song stuck in my head. Yeah, that's pretty fucking easy. Number nine, would you rather know all the secrets of space or not know all the secrets of the ocean? Dude, space all the way. I want to know all the fucking secrets of space. The ocean just, it doesn't fascinate me, man. I think it's cool, like, you know, you dive down really deep and there's those fish that can illuminate the water with just their body. I don't know how the fuck they do that. That's pretty fascinating, but fuck that, dude. I want to know how far the universe stretches. I want to know how far it goes. You know, they say, the theory is, if we can go far enough out into the universe, we might be able to see how it all started, what it all came from. Yeah, all the secrets of space, dude. That's hands down, easy. Last one I have, would you rather never be able to leave your house or only be able to be in your house for 5 minutes at a time? Oh my God. So like permanent house arrest, or I can only be here for 5 minutes at a time. So what constitutes leaving? Just going out the front door and coming back in? I think that's a little more feasible than, oh my God. I wouldn't be able to work. I wouldn't be able to go to any events. I wouldn't be able to take my daughter trick-or-treating and get candy. I said she likes Reese's! yeah, dude. 5 minutes at a time. Be in my house for 5 minutes at a time, yeah. Set a timer, 5 minutes at a time. Just walk out the front door, come back in. That would fucking suck. How would you ever sleep, though? I guess you'd just have to sleep in your car. As if you're not in the house, you know, you wouldn't have to leave anywhere. Just get a nice fucking RV or something and sleep in that bitch. Yeah, there you go. That wouldn't technically be my house. There's the way around that. I found the loophole. So, yeah, that's Would You Rather. Thank you for writing in. Hopefully you had a few shots over that little game we played. Let's go ahead and get into the drink recommendations. Dude, my foot is fucking falling asleep. And I hate this. This fucking sucks, dude. let's go ahead and get into the drink recommendations. So, just a prerequisite, a precursor. It's not really a prerequisite. So we found Tang at the store the other day. So we've been on this Tang kick lately. I don't know if you guys remember. When I was a kid, Tang was fucking everywhere. I remember the orangutan on the commercial. But Tang was everywhere, and I fucking loved it. And we found some the other day. So in honor of that, I have three drink recipes using Tang. Should I sing the song? Alright, anyway. So the first one I have for you, this one's from liquor.com. It's called the Buzzed Aldrin. Clever fucking name. I love that. 2 tablespoons of the Tang, 1.5 tablespoons grenadine, 1 thin sliced lemon, 1 cup club soda, vodka or rum optional, it says. No, it's not. The vodka and rum is not optional. You better be putting that shit in there. Here's how you make it. You pour the drink mix into a small glass. Slowly pour in grenadine, letting it sink to the bottom. Add a few ice cubes. Then insert the lemon round. Add the club soda and a splash of vodka. No, add a shot of vodka or rum. That's what I would recommend. And that is the Buzzed Aldrin, made with Tang. Mmm. Man, my throat's getting dry. The next one I have for you is from myrecipes.com. It's called the Rocket Booster. 8 ounces of Tang, breakfast drink. I didn't know Tang was a breakfast drink. I guess it's meant to be like orange juice. 8 ounces of Tang, 3 ounces of honeysuckle vodka, such as Cathead is what it recommends, 1 ounce Campari, 1 ounce simple syrup, 4 cups of ice cubes. Process all of the ingredients in a blender until slushy and serve immediately. Okay, that one's more like a daiquiri, I guess. I didn't know Tang was a breakfast drink. I thought that was like, you know, whatever. I didn't know that's how they marketed it. Anyway, the last one I have for you is called the Poontang, which is fucking gross. I hate that fucking word, you know? Dudes in high school, I'm going to get some Poontang. You're fucking disgusting. Don't call it that. Anyway, this is from cocktailbuilder.com. This one's super simple. It's only 3 things you need. 1 shot of triple sec, 1.5 shot of vodka. Mix vodka and triple sec in a hurricane glass. Add Tang to taste and serve. So you can make that one kind of like a shot, or you can make it more of a mixed drink, you know, bigger volume. The hurricane glass is just like the short little stem, and then it's like curvy, you know. I that's not a good description. Sorry. Just Google hurricane glass. You'll figure out what it is. But that's the three drink recommendations I have for you. The Poontang, gross. The Rocket Booster, and the Buzzed Aldrin. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Call someone who loves you. Just don't be a fucking idiot. Give up your keys if you're at the fucking Halloween party. Just be safe out there, you guys. Cheers. Dude, I gotta be honest, man. This White Claw is not doing the fucking trick. I'm a little disappointed. I should have known, though. 5% alcohol by volume. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it yet. I don't know what the fuck. I'm about to go downstairs and get some rum if this doesn't kick in soon. I chugged it while I paused. I'm about to chug a little bit more. It's not doing the fucking trick. I shouldn't have to drink 2 beers. Dude, if they could make this 8%, 13%, 13% would be badass, right? If they could make the alcohol content a little bit higher on this, I would be fucking sold. It's basically just fucking, if you've never had one before, it's just like soda water, light flavoring, and alcohol. It's pretty fucking simple, it seems like. And I'm trying to get white girl wasted tonight. It's not working. Anyway, let me go ahead and read my last email for you guys. It's titled World Series Bitch. Hey, don't call me a bitch. My name, I'm not going to say your name. I'm 26, and my boyfriend, and I love your... okay. We listened to it on our annual trip from Florida to New Mexico. That's pretty badass. You do that every fucking year? How far is that? Let's Google search. Come on. How far is Florida from New Mexico? Oh my god, this fucking thing. I swear to god. It always gets when I start cursing it out. Fucking stupid. Alright, let's try this again. Are you listening? How far is New Mexico from Florida? Oh my God, this thing is fucking stupid. All right, here we go. How far is this drive? That's badass. I gotta start doing that, man. I talk about traveling 26 fucking hours. Jesus Christ, you guys do this. Wait, do you drive or fly? What did you say? Annual trip. You have to fly, right? You're not driving 26 hours. That would take a fucking 12-hour day. I guess you would have to break it up 8, 16, 24, and you're still not there. So maybe 9. I don't know. That's a long fucking drive. Anyway, let's look at the stats on this. That's fucking crazy. By how long would it take you to fucking walk? I don't even know why this is an option on Google. It's kind of silly, right? Once again, internet going really fucking slow, man. God damn it, I hate this fucking thing. All right, with the magic of the pause button, I have my answer here. Okay, 26 hours driving.
The drive from Florida to New Mexico is 1,765.6 miles.
All right, there it is, down I-20. So there's no bus option, there's no walking option, there's no biking option. That's a long fucking way. 26 hours, 1,765.6 miles. Jesus Christ. You have to fly, right? There's no way you're driving that. Back to the email. Let's see here. From Florida to New Mexico, he loves sports, so I thought I'd write in and say the World Series was pretty cool this year. The Astros are a good team, but the Nationals kicked ass and deserved to win. Yes, they did. Congratulations, Nationals. Also, Epstein didn't kill himself. Oh my God, dude. I fucking love these memes online. It'll be something really insightful. Like, I saw one the other day that was about a bee. And it gave like 6 points, like things you didn't know about a bee. It's like a bee can fly backwards and a bee can only sting once before it dies. And also, Epstein didn't kill himself, which I believe is true. You know, I don't try to get political on this thing, but you piss off a lot of powerful people, or you have powerful people's secrets, which, my limited knowledge, I'm not up to date. I haven't been following the whole thing. But I know that I get the gist of it. He had some insider information on some people, and he wound up dead while in jail. Yeah, I don't believe he fucking killed himself. That's just my opinion. Like I said, limited knowledge. I don't know for sure. I can't say for sure. I wasn't there. But, yeah, man, you get some fucking dirt on some people and you say you're gonna roll on them and fucking, let the cat out of the bag. That, yeah, they're gonna come down on you. That's what I think happened. And, I heard something. I don't know how true this is, but It had been like 30 years in that prison since somebody successfully killed themselves. And this guy magically found all the right tools to kill himself. So I don't fucking know. I don't think he did. I just think he knew too much and they offed him. But yeah, that email was kind of strange. The World Series, yes, it did kick ass. Go Nationals. I was rooting for Houston, but honestly, I didn't care either way. You know, neither of them are technically my teams. But, dude, I will tell you one game I'm super excited about. I'm actually going to sit down fucking Saturday, and I'm going to watch this game. Alabama, LSU, both 8-0, and it's going to be a fucking battle, dude. It might not be, but I think LSU is pretty damn good. Alabama is now ranked third. This is what I heard this morning, and I don't know how the fuck. I still haven't figured out college, man. Still hadn't figured out how they do the rankings. How can you be undefeated and not be a top-ranked team? Or not be number one? How are they not all number one? All the 8-0 teams. Anyway, so it's apparently Ohio, number one, LSU, number two, and Alabama, number three. Which I don't see how they got put into the number three position. Maybe it's the amount of points they scored. That's what it is. It's the amount of points. It's like the differential of how much they won by. That has to be it. That's how they rank them. If you blow out teams and you're 8-0, then you're probably going to be the top ranked. I thought Ohio had lost, though. Am I saying the right college? I don't fucking remember. Anyway, I'm super fucking excited for that game Saturday, man. That's going to be a good one. If there was ever an Alabama game to watch, that is going to be the one. I kind of like both teams, to be honest with you. I'm rooting Alabama this season just because I had somebody hit me up and basically recruit me to be on the Facebook page. But, dude, I like LSU too, man. They look pretty strong, so we'll see what happens in that series. Anyway, this podcast is going to come to a screeching halt. Sorry for the late podcast, and I hope you guys have a good week. I'm going to down this fucking booze, if you can even call it booze. This is more like soda. This is just a light drink. I should have got a shot of rum, but I was too lazy, and my fucking foot is still asleep. Let me down this real quick, and I'll be right back. Alright guys, that's going to do it for me for the night. I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday, possibly Wednesday. Have a good week. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. All that bullshit I always say every week. Just be safe out there, guys. Cheers. Alright. Bye.